regular board meeting together. Okay. Steve, you want to lead us in the pledge?
Absolutely. Thank you, Madam President. All please stand and put your hand over your heart and join after me. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the
United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Okay. We have a roll call, please.
Certainly. Director Amezcua?
Present.
Director Bilodeau?
I am present.
Thank you. Director Green?
Here.
Director Meeks? Director Meeks, are you muted?
Oh, I'm here.
Thank you. Director Nguyen? Director Rowe?
Here.
Director Sheldon?
Here.
Director Tran?
Here.
Director Whitaker?
Here.
Director Yeo?
Here.
You have a quorum with 9 directors present.
Will somebody try and get hold of Director Nguyen?
Certainly.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Do we have any items too late to be agendized?
There are none.
All right. Do we have anyone who would like to speak to us tonight? Anybody? What was that?
No hands raised.
Yep, I don't see any hands either. Okay, can we move to the consent calendar?
I'll move it.
Can I have a second?
A second.
All right.
Second motion.
We have a motion and a second.
Okay, I'll do the roll call. Director Amezcua?
Yes.
Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Meeks?
Yes.
Director Nguyen? Director Rowe?
Yes.
Director Sheldon? Director Tran?
Yes.
Director Whitaker?
Aye.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Director Sheldon? I think he's having trouble joining. And that motion carries with 8-0.
Yes.
Oh, there you go. 9-0 with Director Nguyen absent.
You couldn't hear my nodding?
No, I couldn't. Sorry.
Thank you.
Okay. Moving on to the updated, to item 5, the updated agreement deal points with the Municipal Water District of Orange County.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Madam President. And this item was discussed at the last board meeting and continued to this board meeting. So John Kennedy will give the board a presentation on this item this evening. Mr. Kennedy.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, Janice, can you let me share my screen?
You can share. You're all okay.
All right. Okay, let me get started here. Excuse me a second. Okay, Madam President, members of the board. So as was mentioned, this is regarding the deal points we've been working on with the Municipal Water District of Orange County. This issue goes back to last summer when the Orange County Grand Jury recommended consolidating OCWD and MODOC. MODOC does not agree with the grand jury's recommendation. And we've had 4 meetings of an OCWD MODOC ad hoc committee to talk about this issue. We actually have a 5th meeting scheduled potentially tomorrow to continue discussions. We're exploring an alternative approach where we would enter into an agreement with MODOC to address OCWD's concerns and issues. But to enter into an agreement, first we need to develop some deal points, which then the agreement would be written around. And so back at in December at the Water Issues Committee and then at the board meeting on the 21st, we talked about those deal points and gave the committee and board an update on the on this whole issue. So I'm going to dive right into the deal points. And the first deal point has had a lot of discussion at the ad hoc committee. It's regarding OCWD being able to nominate a person to sit on the Metropolitan Water District Board, the MWD or MET Board. And I'll just read this quickly. OCWD and MODOC boards agree to work collaboratively so that OCWD can nominate. And MODOC asks for this edit to strike out designate and add the word nominate. A representative that will serve on the MET board. To accomplish this, they further agree that the OCWD board shall nominate its designee and then subject to ratification by a simple majority of the MODOC North County member agencies as one of MODOC's appointed MET directors. The recommended designee shall be appointed by the MODOC board in accordance with the objective criteria contained within section 1500 of its administrative code. So that's what the Water District has preferred. That's our preferred language. MODOC asked for these edits, additional edits at our last ad hoc meeting. You can see they wanted to strike out these five words, the objective criteria contained within. And then they suggested adding this sentence, such an appointment shall not be unreasonably withheld. Our ad hoc committee did not like those edits and prefers to keep the steel point as it is shown right now. So I'll go through all the deal points, then staff can answer questions. The next five deal points, there has not been a lot of issues with. I won't read all these. I think both agencies are good with these deal points. Now the fifth deal point at the bottom, there was one minor edit requested by MODOC, where we add or support in that deal point, and that was fine by our ad hoc committee. There was three new deal points that we're showing here that we did not show the board back in December. We conceptually discussed these deal points with MODOC at our last ad hoc committee meeting. The first deal point says, upon mutual approval of the agreement, OCWD can nominate a director to MET with ratification within 60 days. What's behind this deal point is that the way MODOC currently manages its four metropolitan board seats was established back in 2010. And so it's been 12 years that this management system has been in place by MODOC, how they managed their four MET directors. But OCWD and the North County agencies have never been able to nominate somebody in the 12 years. We've never had an opportunity. Meanwhile, in South County, they also get to nominate a director, and they've been able to go through the process twice. So our ad hoc committee members wanted to get some certainty here as to when we will be able to nominate somebody. And so that's the reason for this deal point, that we would like to nominate someone within 60 days after the agreement is approved. The second deal point has to do with, I'll read it quickly. MODOC will support OCWD's potential efforts to seek state legislation, allowing an OCWD board member to sit on the MET board to avoid an incompatibility of office issue. And MODOC would amend section 1500 of its administrative code accordingly if OCWD is successful. I mentioned this at the last board meeting, that the state attorney general came out with an opinion saying that he believes it is an incompatibility of office issue if an OCWD board member were to sit on the MET board. that it would not work and not be allowed. And so our legal counsel has told us that we could seek legislation through Sacramento that would allow an OCWD board member to sit on the MET board. So what we're saying here is MODOC would support our efforts to seek that legislation. And if we were successful, MODOC would then amend its administrative code accordingly. So these first two new deal points, we have not reached an agreement or consensus with the MODOC ad hoc committee members. And then the third new deal point, having a term of 30 years for the agreement, we are okay with that. So with that, this morning, MODOC at their first Wednesday of the month workshop, and it's a board meeting also, MODOC talked about the new deal points. There are five board members at MODOC spoke about the deal points. The MODOC board recommended their board action was to ask OCWD to delay any decision until January 18th to not take any action tonight. And I'm not sure I mentioned this previously, but MODOC did send us a letter back in December also asking us to wait until January 18th until the board took any action. So that is the presentation. The recommendation is just board action is deemed appropriate. And then I am going to put up another document here, the final deal points. Hold on a second. Let me pull those up. And then, yeah, then here's the final deal points as I walk through them. And staff can, Mike and I can answer any questions the board may have.
Okay. Somehow my screen got, try again. Having trouble bringing up participants so I can see. Are you blocking it or is it my computer? Okay, Carl, I see your hand raised. Anybody else's hands raised? Carl, please go ahead. I didn't mean to.
Thank you, President Green and members of the OCWD board. Carl Seckel, elected director on MODOC. Also, I have been part of the ad hoc committee for the last, John, 4 or 5 months. I also spoke to the board at the December 21st meeting. So John indicated that the MODOC board today discussed the deal points as you're seeing on your screen today. Those deal points are on page 66 of your agenda. We clipped it out of there. Excuse me, and provided it for our board today. And we ran through there. And just for a little bit of background, we have 7 directors. We only have 2 right now that have been on the ad hoc committee. So the other 5 have not been involved in the nitty gritty. And we had one discussion with our full board on December 14. And today was the second opportunity for the 2 ad hoc directors to bring the other 5 directors up to speed as to where the discussions are and to get any input. And we were aware that you all were meeting tonight. And so part of our discussion today is how did we feel about these and did we need to communicate anything for tonight's meeting? One comment I have, and being part of the ad hoc committee, I think we've all learned a lot about the discussions and what's involved in the process of appointment of the MET reps. We've also learned a lot about each of the 2 organizations. And once again, I think the change we had at the ad hoc committee after the first meeting was, rather than pursue consolidation, I think it was clear that we were pursuing an alternative method of improving the working relationship between the two agencies. And that was to potentially speed up the process for getting a Met Director appointment that would be nominated by the North County agencies and ultimately appointed by the MODOC board. So the one request that the board had today, as John mentioned, was that we respectfully request that you all delay action tonight and give us until January 18th. And the purpose for that request for additional time is I believe we still need some time to work with our board on full exploration of the deal points. I think also we have a and we have a January 11th meeting planned for that purpose. We also have a January 12th meeting planned to meet with the North County agencies, which we have not had the opportunity to meet with them at this point to understand their issues, concerns, and get their input regarding this concept. And then the third point I would say, giving us until January 18th would give time to come to any final conclusions ahead of your scheduled board meeting, which would also be on January 18th in the evening. Now, I don't want to sugarcoat what the discussion was at the board today, but I do want to be sensitive because I believe this is a sensitive issue. And I think I still feel it's an incredibly important issue for the two agencies to work together in a more collaborative manner than has been in recent history. But I was also asked by our board to pass along some of the comments that came today. And once again, I think these came from both combination of our board members and the member agencies. Some felt that the deal points were a bit one-sided and needed a little bit more collaboration fleshed out. Some questioned whether MODOC was getting enough out of this deal. And I was actually asked the direct question in the meeting today, what is MODOC getting out of that? Which if you're interested, I'm happy to go through that. Others felt that the negotiations should have proceeded without the threat of going to LAFCO. And there may be some confusion over that, but I think certainly the way this was delivered to our board, they felt that that was either you're going to agree with this or we're going to go to LAFCO and pursue consolidation. And so that didn't feel comfortable to our board. Now, on the positive side, and for those who know me, I always try to put a positive spin on these things. With or without the deal points, I think MODOC commented today that we are standing by to assist Orange County Water District and the North Orange County agencies in the nomination and appointment of the next at-large Met Director opening whenever that occurs. That is different than the deal points. I think Orange County Water District is looking for a date certain, and I think that date is 60 days after the date we enter into this agreement. And that was problematic for our board because that would require us to remove Linda Ackerman as one of our Met Directors, and the board did not seem willing to go in that direction. So let me stop right there. I'm happy to answer any questions the board may have. As John said, there's another scheduled ad hoc meeting for tomorrow. And I would just leave you with this thought that under any circumstances, I would suggest that we collectively continue to look for improving the working relationships between the two organizations. I think we're both here to serve the citizens of Orange County, and we should be looking for any opportunities to improve that service to our customers. So thank you for the opportunity tonight. Thank you for allowing me a little bit extra time to get through that. And I would be available for questions if need be. Thanks.
Okay. Director Rowe?
Yes. Ditto what Carl said. That was an excellent discussion about the subject and also the content of the meeting today, which I listened to. They made a lot of good points. And I think it's relevant to give the MODOC and us a little more time to discuss this because we're going to try to commit to this for 30 years. And I think there's a some point that they did represent is that the three cities have both MET and OCDPD directors. They're different, but there's got to be some representation that we can expect from the three cities for the North County or Orange County Water District area. And I think, you know, that would be good for us to have better coordination with the cities, MET and OCWD directors, to share common issues and roles and goals for us to move forward. So thanks very much. I do move that we move, delay this until the 18th, our next board meeting.
Do we have a second? I'll second it. Director Sheldon?
Thank you, Madam President. There's quite a bit of background information to fill in here. And there was a lot of anger versus at the MODOC board this morning, which I feel was misplaced and based on inaccurate information. So if I could just kind of go back for a second and paint some of the history here as to how this started, which was the grand jury report, which MODOC has denigrated and just called all kinds of names because they don't like the conclusions of it. And we've said it was fairly reasonable and have said, let's explore it greater. MODOC's president, Megan Schneider, emailed me a letter asking that we meet on this issue. This was last summer in July, and I'm going to read that she wrote, we believe this was to form an ad hoc committee, and that we believe such ad hoc committee would be a productive and positive step toward jointly evaluating the merits identified in the grand jury report and determining the most effective approach moving forward. That was a positive statement. And that was the purpose of us getting together, was to look at the items in the grand jury and then steps moving forward with the grand jury report. And so when we first met with about a month later with the ODOC ad hoc committee members, that was Seth Tababucci and Larry Dick and Carl here, that and ourselves, and they really were, as the staff report says, not positive on anything. And I think the staff report also shows that, you know, recognizing that some directors may be concerned about losing the position, we said, let's have 17 directors, you're 7 or 10, we can scale down in time, we can do this. We tried to identify all the major concerns. The naming was a concern in previous times, and Mike Marcus came up with OC Water, modeled after OC San and what have you. There was no favoritism with any of their agencies' names and various things that we felt together we could do a really great job. And there was just, I can summarize, they just weren't having that. And so they suggested, you know, how can we work better together? And then we came up with a list of ideas, and including this one, and I'm summarizing. And so we went through all these negotiations. I've always held the position, and I'll say that because we kind of discussed this, like that this wasn't a North County seat. This was whatever seat came up next available was a seat that would be able to, OCWD would be able to have a director at MET. And while we agreed to a process that modeled the North County process that had been approved a decade ago, it wasn't, in my mind, the same, but we were agreeing to compromise and to collaborate, to submit ourselves to having all the North County agencies approve whoever it is that OCWD selected. That seemed reasonable. We should agree to that that requirement from MODOC. And so we did, but it didn't mean that we were going to be exactly the same type of North County process that had been entered into with MODOC over a decade ago. So we move forward. There's a lot of information as a part of this. The general manager of MODOC, Rob, had scheduled this presentation with their North County agencies last year in December. And so that's part of the reason why we were coming to the board, was we needed to kind of bring this information back. We needed to get the board's opinion. So when this, when the North County agencies met, they need to have something to look at. As all of us know, with a project, you need a project. You need a project description. You need to tell them what it is that we want, or what are they going to be looking at. That's really important. So I do think, while this document is not going to be its final form, it's important that we know that there's going to be all these agencies reviewing whatever's going to be proposed. It's going to be kind of up to MODOC to say what is the proposal. And if we don't say what we want to be in the proposal, it's going to be what MODOC says they want to be in the proposal, potentially. That's what is going to be presented to all these agencies on December the 12th. And Carl and I talked about that earlier this afternoon. I think it's important how the question is asked. So in light of that, I just like to, you know, ask the board to let's look more at this. And, you know, there's a lot of information being put out about, you know, why aren't the cities representing OCWD more? Well, you know, I think there's some communication there, but we are a MODOC member agency, and we buy water through MODOC. We don't buy water through Anaheim or Fullerton or Santa Ana. So we really looked at MODOC. That's why this whole thing is going on. Mike Marcus and John Kennedy have been so frustrated with not being able to represent the interests of OCWD at MET. So we look to MODOC for MET. We don't look to Anaheim because we don't buy water through Anaheim. And there's, you know, many other examples on that. And I can go on and on and on. So I would suggest that, you know, we take a look. And if when you look back in August when we first met, if the MET board, if the MODOC board, excuse me, had said, okay, we're going to talk about this consolidation. And if they want to talk more about it and share these proposals with their board, we could have gone down that route more, but it was kind of the ad hoc committee just kind of stopped it right then and there. But we really not had that discussion with the MODOC board as to what consolidation might look like. And, you know, what are the benefits? What are the issues? How do we solve this issue or that issue? I think there are tremendous benefits. I've always said, this was being done the beginning, you would put these boards together. And I think we can work very congenially if we were all on the same board. I think a lot of opinions and feelings would kind of go away, and we'd all be together in about 6 months, and these past allegiances would be irrelevant, and new allegiances and new friendships would be created, and it would be much different. That's how I see that occurring. And it ultimately benefits Orange County because we're in a drought. We're always going to be in a drought. We've got some great rain, to benefit our ratepayers, and we'd be one voice to the Metropolitan Water District, who's the largest water district in the nation. And it's very important that we are together for Orange County, having one voice there. So with all of that, MODOC, as I've stated, you know, didn't want to do anything with consolidation, the ad hoc committee. So at that point, we could have said, okay, thank you very much. We tried, you're not interested. And then we can move on and decide if our board wants to go forward. And we didn't. We tried to work in good faith. And what bothers me is, if we're going to have this MET seat, I don't feel that it's good faith that we have to wait for the MET director that holds it now, who's a friend, to step down. I mean, that could be 10 years from now. That's not a good faith negotiation. That doesn't work for me. You want to buy a piece of property, but you can't enjoy it for 10 years. And that's a really long option contract. So I, you know, if that is their only, you know, line in the sand, if they are adamant, then we've tried to negotiate in good faith, and we should continue. There is a meeting tomorrow, but again, I say, it's important that we say how we feel for this meeting on the 12th, and so that our views are represented there. So that's why I think maybe it's important for the board to not just dismiss this, but to have a conversation of, are we willing to wait another 10 years? Because I look back, and the North County agencies, the cities and the special districts from central North Orange County, they thought they were going to get a MET seat, and they waited a decade and they never got one. And they're kind of, and I've seen emails from the from one particular producer who was, you know, disheartened and upset that never was realized and feels shortchanged. So I think we need to know what we're signing up for, because not having certainty in the execution of this agreement is a problem for me personally. I don't think we should do that. So that's a very important item that we need to be clear on one way or another. And it's not personal. There's no animosity. And if MODOK doesn't like that, well, then it's okay. We can move on and continue to work together. None of this is personal. None of this is about the agency to the person or to the agency. It's about what we think we need and what we're okay with and how our agency feels. So that is important. So I'm going to just stop for a second and give it back to the president to say, does the board have an opinion on this particular item if there were to be an agreement, would that appointment be made, you know, soon after that agreement was mutually executed, or would it be at some future unknown date? I'll leave it there. Go back to the president. Thank you. And I do have other issues to raise, but I want to raise that one first.
Okay. Are you asking?
I'm asking a collective question to my colleagues on the board and to you, Madam President. Okay.
Do any of you have any opinions?
Or do we need more information?
I mean, this is Director Meeks, and I'm new to this issue, but, you know, gaining a lot of information in the last couple of weeks. And I do agree that having a unnamed date to our representative is not fair to our position. So, I think just out of another opinion of, you know, kind of gathering all this, it's really unfortunate that these two agencies that both represent the people of, you know, Orange County seem to have a lot of distrust for each other. And hopefully the ultimate goal of all this is to work more collaborative and build trust and do the right thing for the people. But, I do think that, yeah, we need somebody, if we're going to have a designated person in there, we need a date certain to have that designated person in there. We've been waiting a long time. So just a little opinion from the outside right now.
You're on the inside, remember.
Yeah, I'm definitely the inside.
Director Rowe.
Oh, yes. Thanks, Steve. I could tell you've been thinking a lot about it, have a lot of passion for it. And I agree, it would be good to have a date certain. It's really kind of screwy how it's set up right now. I wish we could fix it, but I'd stick with that also. Thank you.
Anybody else? Do other members agree, disagree? Have no opinion at all? Director Whitaker?
Yes, I think that taking a little more time may be appropriate because the question of the Attorney General and the incompatibility does need to be ironed out.
We do have a motion on the table.
Pardon?
He's speaking to that, though.
Yeah, I'm discussing some concerns about whether or not these deal points need to be firmed up. And part of that would be whether it is possible in a certain time frame to be able to reduce that problem with the Attorney General and with possible incompatibility, whether legislation could cure that or not.
That's a good point. Okay. Director Whitaker, when you started out your points, you had mentioned the need for more time to iron out.
Well, I listened into the meeting a little bit this morning too, and the sense of antagonism over the time frame was what really struck me. And it seems to me that the decent thing to do anytime you enter into negotiations is to not want to put the other party under what they feel is severe time pressure. So if we're looking at a deal for years to talk about just letting this go to the next meeting, I don't think this is really an extreme ask on their part.
Okay.
Kathy, if I could jump in.
Please.
So yeah, you're right, it's not. And I do think there should be some continuing of this item. At the same time, we need to give some opinions because there's going to be a conversation by the North County agency. So we're in this predicament of, because it would be good for them to know our feelings on this deal point of this. So that's our predicament. Maybe we want to pull this motion back so we can talk a little more about these items one by one and sort of talk through some consensus on them one way or another. And then we can go back and make a motion, but that's, I mean, I'm just thinking out loud.
Well, to clarify, I would certainly favor a date certain as well, as long as we know what the time frame would be on being able to attain that.
Okay, wait a minute. Do you want to vote on the motion, which is to delay action until January 18th? Or do you want to discuss the deal points? If we want to discuss the deal points, then, I mean, is anybody in a hurry to vote tonight? Do I see any hands?
I would recommend that we discuss the deal points just so we have some comments for the public record out there.
I'm not trying to
like push this, because this is not the end all. There's going to be changes to whatever we have right now. This is just an early indication of how we feel. MODOC has their own similar, you know, opinion on many of these things. They're entitled to that. And there's no hard feeling if we disagree. It's okay. We can, you know, have that and we can have those feelings. But I want to, I think just it's good that we give our opinions on these certain things and not leave a vacuum and not have that addressed. I appreciate Director Meeks giving her comments.
I absolutely fully agree with you. I just wondered, can we go ahead and vote on the motion and then come back and discuss each deal point?
Well, we may want to have a deal point, so I wouldn't vote on the motion. I would put the motion aside.
Okay, I'll withdraw my second for now. Is that all right with you, Director Rowe?
Well, as the maker of the motion, I don't see any reason to put the motion aside. I welcome discussion of the deal points.
Director Rowe, just for now. We're coming back to the motion and
okay.
You'll have
no worries.
You'll have,
good. I feel okay. Director, you can, once we have some opinions, then we can make another motion and you're welcome to be there.
I have no problem with seconding the motion if we just want to take it off the table for now. And then let's go to the discussion of the deal points. All right, Director Sheldon.
So the predicament is there is, as Director Seckles Carl stated in his conversation, you know, Linda Ackerman has held that seat for about 12 years and, you know, enjoys having it. And I'm told does a good job and she's very intelligent. I know her personally and have known her for decades. And I think highly of her. And I understand that, but that's set of facts. I think we could also have very knowledgeable and capable individuals representing whoever we were to appoint if that were to occur. So that's just, you know, unfortunately, that's kind of the situation. But I go back to this was all done as an alternate to go to the reason that President Megan Schneider invited us to form this ad hoc committee was to look at the grand jury report and to, you know, look at what are the evaluate the merits and determine a most effective plan to go forward. So if we're, you know, it's kind of one or the other. And if we are going to go forward with trying to get this agreement with MODOC, then it's, you know, it needs to have some date certain to it, or it's really not a real agreement in my mind. So that's the date certain one. The other item is regarding the OCWD and the Attorney General opinion. And I want to say that's what we would be seeking is something no different than currently what we have with the Orange County Water District Act. We have directors from the cities of Santa Ana, Fulton, Anaheim, and we have specifically in our act that I believe it's called a public officer is the term that's used, but an elected official can serve on both boards. There isn't a conflict of interest. And if we didn't have that, that might occur. We've seen that happen down in Costa Mesa with the the sanitation district and with a planning commissioner from the city. So we, if we didn't have that, so all we would be doing potentially is having that concept that's in our act that we, that enables us to operate, to be extended toward involvement with MET. That would be the only, so I'm just, it's not this, you know, terrible conflict of interest thing. It's just, you know, how we have directors, you know, from Anaheim, and they sit on our board and they're able to do that because of that section of the Orange County Water District Act. So it's really not, to me, it's not that, there's nothing nefarious going on in having this issue addressed. The term, I think, was generally okay. You know, Carl perhaps could answer if there was much feeling on that. I think the other items were sort of the big ticket items. So I don't know where to go next. I would like to go. I'll give it back to the president and let her determine what direction to go now.
John, can you tell us your opinion of the discussion on how MODOC felt about the term? I thought they objected to it.
I remember having discussion. I thought we agreed something long-term would be better.
Term was okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought this morning there was questions about it. I knew that we agreed. I just didn't know. Okay. When I came on the ad hoc committee, I thought we were coming on because the grand jury had suggested that we consolidate. And I thought that's what the meeting was about. And it soon became very apparent that the MODOC members of the ad hoc committee were not interested in that. So we went back and members from the OCWD discussed and said, well, okay, if consolidation isn't going to go anywhere, what would we like? What can we come up as a compromise? And our compromise was the MET seat. And we thought that we were really compromising. This was a step forward. This is what we could do. And then that didn't seem to be well received either. So then we had to look at, okay, if we can't come to an agreement, our idea was we wouldn't go to MODOC while we were in discussions and trying to come up with a with some kind of an agreement. We wouldn't be going to LAFCO during this time. Now, and I know people from MODOC seem to take issue with the fact that we talked about going to LAFCO, but the idea, at least in my mind, and maybe I'm all wrong, is that we were always going to go to LAFCO with our agreement. And now that I think about it, if we had agreed to the MET seat, then we probably wouldn't need to and could drop all of that. But we don't know, we haven't reached any agreement right now. And so in thinking about it, I was wondering if there seems to be a lot of distrust and even some animosity between both agencies, and I'm not sure where it's coming from or why. And if that is so, maybe a way of dealing with that is maybe both boards should just get together in like a retreat, you know, whatever, and just discuss. where are you? Where are we? What are the problems? What are we missing here that we can't get to a solution? Nobody seems to have a problem with there being a North County Met director, although, and I thought, well, that's certainly positive. And then I find out that that doesn't mean anything, that North County is not geographical in the minds of MODOC. So right now, the way I look at it is we have two South County members. Director Tamara Bucci was South County, and I don't know if he's still on the Met board or not. But if so, then that's three. And then Director Dick is supposed to live in North County. And so that we have one North County and three South County. And then I was corrected and said, no, it is not geographical. To save my life, I'm never going to get that. I'm just not going to get that. So at any rate, if maybe in furtherance of whether we get a deal or not, maybe if our two boards could sit down face to face and come to terms with what is our distrust or our problems or whatever, and see if we can at least have an open conversation and see if we can get rid of some of the distrust and animosity. So anyhow, sometime down the line, I really would look forward to doing that. I hope it would be very helpful. Director Seckel, do you have any other comments?
If it would help tonight, and once again, I don't want to interfere with your board discussions. I think it's healthy for you all to discuss these issues. I think it would be healthy. Future meetings would be healthy. I agree. Director Sheldon's original comment started with there's a lot of information and a lot of background, and there's a lot of layers to this to understand, and there's very few people that understand all of it. And so I think more discussions can always help inform, because something that can seem very simple, actually there's a lot of complexity, and a lot of can seem simple to one side can be very complicated to the other side. And there are logical reasons for it. And once again, as a resource, I'm happy to go through any positions we expressed today. I think I understand where our board is coming from, but they are nuanced, and it does take time to sit down and talk through these to understand why there's a difference of opinion. And it's taken the ad hoc committee. President Green, you and I have been in five meetings of that, and we're just now understanding some of the discussions that have already occurred. And I would say the same thing with Director Sheldon. We're still continuing to understand issues that are confronting us. So I wouldn't want to cut any of that off. I think it's always good and helpful. If anybody wants any direct responses from me this evening, I'm happy to provide those, but I don't want to dominate. I want to give opportunity for the OCWD directors, but if you have any questions of me, I'm more than happy to jump in.
Okay, I'm not seeing any hand, so I'll ask
directly. Kathy, let me just...
Oh, good, I was just calling on you.
Okay, good. I think having a joint board meeting at some kind of a retreat format, and I do think this needs to be in person, would be really helpful, or as much in person as possible, maybe not 100%, but something that's just hard. This is too sensitive a subject to not be in person or we'll try as many of those that can be. So yes, I agree with you.
Okay, did you have any particular points that you want discussed or you want input on, or do we just take the deal points as a whole?
I think we have some consensus on, you know, certainty as to when it would start. And I think there's that. That's probably the most important one. So I don't know, how could, Mike Marcus, how could this be communicated back? Because this is not the end all. This is just, you know, we're just starting.
How I haven't this forgotten you, Director Tran.
This could be communicated for the MODOC member agency meeting. And the member agencies are basically all of our producers, except for Anaheim, Santa Ana, and Fullerton, and the cities of Bray and La Habra.
So right, and I think we've taken the position, as was formalized in the North-South agreement, that IRWD is considered a South County agency. So did not poll them when we spoke to the 17 MODOC North County member agencies, which you've outlined are our producers, with the exception of IRWD, Santa Ana, Fullerton, and Anaheim, and then Bray and La Habra. I think it would be good if MODOC would email these deal points, or draft deal points, they really should say draft deal points, to their North County member agencies, and then be able to have the dialogue at the meeting on the 12th, which we would of course be participating because we are a North County member agency as well. And go through a discussion similar to the one I think that the board has gone through this evening, just kind of outlining exactly what is meant by each of those deal points and the reason why our board feels that they're important. And that I think would be the best way to communicate to the member agencies at this time.
Okay.
If I could add to that, so is this meeting on the 12th, is this a special meeting or just like a regular monthly meeting?
It's a regular monthly meeting, but I would guess that they would devote a majority of the time towards this single issue.
So you know, in the spirit of collaboration, it's really not a MODOC presentation. It should be a MODOC OCWD presentation as to this is how far we've come together. We're apart on some issues because we're not just like one of the members out there going to comment on it. We are an applicant and a participant. We are, you know, a party. We are a party to this. So maybe that could be an opinion that you could express also, that there's some coordination with how it's what's presented. And Carl Seckel and I spoke earlier today about this, and it's important how the question is asked can be really important. So.
And that's not uncommon at these meetings. A lot of time MODOC member agencies will give presentations at these meetings.
I think we can, if you and MODOC staff can come to some consensus on collaborating together as to how it's presented, that would be good. And you don't have to agree on everything mm-hmm. that you're presenting, but you can agree how we're going to do it and what have you.
I think that's a great idea.
In addition, a joint board meeting when we get that scheduled as soon as possible.
Director Tran?
Yeah, I would like to concur on the idea from President Green as well as President Sheldon on a half a day, perhaps half a day or one day retreat on this, so that all the members, the decision makers can be on the same page in the same room to discuss these multifaceted issues so that we're all up to speed on all the issues. And really, really discuss this matter globally or universally instead of going through the ad hoc process, which has worked to a certain extent, but we haven't had any movement based on my understanding with all the years that has gone by, and we're basically not moving very far as consolidation or other issues related to relations between the two agencies. So I think that would behooves us to call for some sort of a meeting around ACT if there's any consideration or issues related to that. But other than some of the legal constraints that we may have as a body sitting in tandem with our brother agency to try to work things out. I think very far. If we have never tried that before, I don't know.
Not that I know of, we haven't.
Well, the ad hoc committees have taken it this far, but I think the boards need to meet. And the board needs to meet.
Although I think it's still important that we go ahead and have our meeting tomorrow. I don't want to get rid of that. I think if right. there are sure. issues that we're not looking at, we didn't see, we're not getting the subtleties, if the ad hoc would at least consider this motion or this idea of a retreat, then they could take it forward to their board and we can take it forward to our board. If they're not in agreement, then there's probably little use in doing that. Carl or Director Seckel?
Yes, I think what you all have suggested tonight is very positive. I would certainly endorse it. It would have to be a decision by our board. I'm just one board member. I also wanted to just reflect for Director Tran that we meet, the two boards meet together four times a year, and we've been doing that. We have what's called a joint planning committee. We've been doing that for 10 or 15 years, John. How far does that go back?
At least 15, I'd say, yeah.
So it's not like the two agencies never meet. At some point, I would also like to explore the other meetings that are held on a ongoing basis. Every month, there's a meeting between MODOC, OCWD, and the three cities at the staff level. That occurs. There are caucus meetings that include MODOC, Anaheim, Fullerton, Santa Ana that meet on MED issues. And so there are more than enough meetings. And once again, as I said at the last meeting, there's certainly an open invitation on to include OCWD on any particular meetings they have with MET. We've set some up recently on that. And I just think it needs to be explained that there are a lot of exchanges and meetings that take place. Is it perfect? No, it's not perfect, but I think there is a great effort there. Thank you.
When I suggested this, my suggestion was a little different from our joint planning meetings, where we have a lot of input from a lot of agencies, a lot of people and everything. I was more envisioning, certainly not cutting out the public, but just having more a face-to-face discussion with our two agencies, which is a little different than the other meetings. Director Tran?
Yeah, I would like to add on to what President Green is saying, and I appreciate what Director Carl Seckels is telling us in terms of the historical meetings or precedents that's been ongoing. For a retreat or for a dedicated meeting, I think it's very different, because we're going to have a set and a very clearly defined hopefully, clearly defined set of agenda or working issues that we can go through and hopefully have some action items to take upon once the two boards can come together. Again, I don't know whether that would be a violation of the Brown Act or not, or how far of a limit we can go, but it will be a very dedicated, very specific type of a retreat, or lack of a description, a meeting that we can deal with some of the gaps on the issues that we're even talking right now. Because basically we have a list of deal points in which we need to resolve and go through and get concurrence from with MODOC. And I think it would just behooves us, and it would be very helpful if we can get everybody in the same room to talk about this.
Okay. Jeremy?
Yes, thank you, Madam President. Just to clarify that a joint meeting of the boards could happen. It would just need to be noticed as such. So the Brown Act would permit it. It would just have to be, and the public could attend. But I've seen other workshops like that with large groups that work pretty well.
Yeah. I don't know whether to call it a workshop, a retreat, whatever. I think what I was going for is a little less formal, where we actually get to talk to each other. But I agree with Director Tran. We certainly have a reason for doing this, and we'd like to accomplish something. So, Director Nguyen? Director Nguyen? Dina? I can't hear you. Okay, let's move to Director Sheldon.
Thank you, Madam President. If Dina comes back, I'll surely give it to her. Just like, I'd like to add that this would include the consolidation issue as well in that conversation with MODOT. Yeah. Great. I don't know if Director Rowe, well, if Director Nguyen has a comment, Director promised Director Rowe that he'd make a motion to tie all this back in a box. So
absolutely. I haven't forgotten. Director Nguyen.
I think she's not on the meeting anymore.
Oh shoot, we lost her.
I don't see her.
Okay, I don't either. Okay, she had her hands raised.
Maybe she'll call back.
Okay. Does anybody have any objection on a motion to delay our discussion until January 18th? If possible, I don't know how long it will take to have a discussion.
No objections, but we need a second on the preliminary motion.
Okay.
It's still on the table, Director Rowe's motion.
Yeah, Director Rowe made the motion. We have a second. I seconded. And can we have a vote?
Madam President, would that involve all the comments we made to Mike Marcus as to adding to the sheet that we had, the deal point sheet that we have here, and the other suggestions that we made to him? Would that be included in the motion?
Fine with me. Director Rowe?
Fine with me too. Okay. This is like another step to the next board meeting. It seems like we're gonna have several other meetings before we come to some conclusions.
Right, that's why I was a little hesitant on the date, January 18th, or as soon as we can meet.
Madam President, this is Director Nguyen. I'm back in the meeting.
Yes, Director Nguyen, please.
I was going to say that I think, I like a study session with the board members separately before we meet with MET, so that we can discuss candidly with staff our concerns and also have questions that may help us decide what we want to do in the future.
Director Nguyen, are you talking about just the OCWD board members meeting with staff to get clarification on this
issue? Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Oh, okay.
A study session, like.
I think there's a lot of nuances that need to be probably brought out.
So that would happen before we have like the retreat or whatever we want to call it with MODOC?
Yes.
Okay. Does anybody have any objections to that? Do we need a motion for that?
Madam Chair, if you're going to table, if we're going to table action, you need to table it to a date certain. But if we're not tabling it, then you...
No, we're still going to vote on... We lost Director Nguyen.
So I think Director Nguyen wants to add to the concept that staff will put together a study session for the OCWD directors as a part of what we're saying here. I think that's a good point, and we have time to do it. This isn't going to happen this month or next month, so I think it's good that we go through this process.
Director Rowe, do you have a problem with that?
Not at all. It's a good idea.
Okay. And I don't have a problem with that either.
We should summarize, since we've had some friendly amendments, we should summarize what the motion is at this point, though.
I know. Do you want to summarize it or you want me to try?
Well, I can try if you okay. want to be present. The direction was for staff to send out an email to MODOC along with the deal points that are on the screen, and ask that we be allowed to present that at the MODOC member agencies meeting next week on the 12th. I heard also to set up a study session with the OCWD board regarding this matter, which I think would include consolidation and the deal points.
Yes.
And then thirdly, to set up a joint board meeting with MODOC and the OCWD board to discuss consolidation and the deal points.
Do we have to call it a board meeting?
You can call it a retreat. It just has to be noticed as a board meeting, but you can.
Yeah, what I'm thinking of is a board meeting, although you wouldn't know it tonight, it's usually a little more formal. What I was kind of going for is that people could actually have a discussion. We can look at each other face to face. We can express what our misgivings, what our problems are, whatever. And so I was kind of going for a little less formal than a board meeting, but you're right. Of course, it has to be noticed as a board meeting.
Yeah, Director Green, so you know, we went San Diego County Water Authority, which has 35 members, did a retreat, and they had, whiteboards, and it was very much an informal setting. They had
great
problem solving and all these exercises. So that was done. It was a notice, Brown Act notice, but so you have quite a bit of flexibility as long as the public is given notice of the meeting.
Absolutely. And I'm not trying to get rid of the public. I just really want to make sure that MODOC members and OCWD members are being able to speak. Okay, are you okay with that, Director Rowe?
Sure. That's great.
I just want to make sure that I captured what Director Sheldon was after. As well. But to me, those were the three substantive items. As far as taking these deal points, emailing them to MODOC with a request that OCWD present them at the meeting on December the 12th.
Let me jump in there and present. You work collaboratively with MODOC as to the overall presentation.
Yeah. And January 12th, right?
Yes.
Yes, January 12th. And then the second item was the study session with the board or whatever we want to call it. And then the third one is a joint study session with MODOC, which would follow the board study session.
And that we were going to postpone action on this item until at least our next board meeting, which is January 18th.
Yes.
I don't know if we can accomplish all of that by then, but let's try. Is that all right?
That's great.
Okay. Yep. All right. Let's vote.
Okay, I'll do a roll call. Director Amezcua.
Yes.
Director Bilodeau.
Yes.
Director Green.
Yes.
Director Meeks.
Yes.
Director Nguyen.
Yes.
Director Rowe.
Yes.
Director Sheldon.
Yes.
Director Tran.
Yes.
Director Whitaker.
Aye.
Director Yeo.
Yes.
That motion carries unanimously 10-0.
Okay. Let's move on to informational items. The PFAS update.
Thank you, Madam President. Chris Olson has a short presentation this evening, updating the board as to the status of the construction projects that are currently under construction. So, Chris.
Yes, thanks, Mike. Good evening, Madam President, members of the board. As we usually do, this is mostly focused on construction at this point in time, as we've been doing this for over a year now. But for our new board members, we have 58 individual producer wells in our PFAS program, 17 of them currently in design, 22 in construction, and 19 are operational running today. So I'm going to go through a couple of the producers who have active construction going on. And the first one is the City of Garden Grove. We have two well sites that are currently operational, and then we have two locations for three wells that are not yet. And the first one is the well 29 site, which it's done. There were some issues with their motor and their gas-fired engine. It has been resolved, and we are looking to get this system's resin loaded within the next week or so and get this site up and running. And then the other site for Garden Grove is the Lampson Reservoir for wells 23 and 28. So those vessels are in, the pre-filters are in, process piping's in. Right now it's a lot of electrical finishing work and fluid and effluent piping work, looking to get this thing buttoned up and resin loaded into the vessel systems and operational by end of February. The next one is East Orange County. Yeah.
Chris, I don't mean to interrupt you, but on Garden Grove, there were a total of how many wells and how many are operational right now?
There's five wells at four locations, and two of those wells are running right now.
Okay, so there's four wells. So there's two. Well, there's three remaining. I'm sorry.
Oh, there's four sites, five wells. So the two sites are at the Lampson. Yeah. So that's one project as a whole, and it'll be finishing up in the next couple months. So for East Orange County Water District, there are two wells at one site. And similarly, that's had the vessels installed, and there's a lot of underground work going on. This is the storm drain pipe installation going on the left. There's their chlorine contact systems going in on the right. So there's just a lot of components that are going on with the process piping and the site work. We're expecting about 3 to 4 months to get this site up and running for East Orange County.
Chris, what's the snake-like looking thing?
It's just a weird angle that they had to deal with for the storm drain.
Well, no, I think she's referring to the straw.
That's called a straw wattle. It's basically to keep erosion from materials from flowing off the site in any rain kind of events.
Oh, thanks.
I thought you were talking about the green snake on the left.
No, the one on the right.
The one
on the right.
All right, and at IRWD's OPA 1 well, this is the one, again, that's in the recess pit because it's next to the residential neighborhood. It's been a little slow go as they've been dealing with some rainy conditions, but in the process soon of pouring the foundation here and getting that work going over there. This is more like a summertime online for OPA 1 well. And the big one here at Anaheim is phase A. That's where we have 8 wells, throughout their system. There's the three sites are by themselves. That's La Palma Energy Field and Boysen Park. And then there's five wells around our Anaheim Lake facility, and that's referred to as Linda Vista. So this one is in construction. They kind of shifted gears from their energy field because it's getting near completion. They wanted to have the contractor move forward more on the Linda Vista site since it is five wells. So around that site, they have the vessels installed. They're working on the above ground piping. And here's a shot of that process piping going on between the vessel systems. So this is a large site, and that's why they want to get it up and running sooner than later. They also have their La Palma site where they have their cartridge filters installed and they're getting their above ground pipe. This is a picture of the La Palma site. And if you squint your eyes really closely together, you can see where my cursor is at. That's the Fullerton main plant site where we'll be talking about in just a second here. So they're close to each other. And this one's moving along well. Like I said, they got the process piping going in around the vessel systems. And the Boysen Park is kind of the last leg of this phase A that's being worked on, just working on underground utilities and rerouting conduits and whatever's necessary for the site. They're still planning on phase A being complete in the summer of this year. Now, what's in design for Anaheim is phase B, although they have mobilized to their Santa Cruz site. So phase B has six wells, and it's for five sites. The Santa Cruz site is these two wells, 60 and 61, and they've mobilized and started construction there. For the other four, they're still finalizing the plans, so still in design considered there. And they're optimistically thinking that it's going to be fall of 2023 for operation. At Golden State Water Company, we have two sites, the Bradford well number four, it's in the city of Placentia, Fairhaven one and three, city of Orange. Sites are moving along really quickly. We have the vessels have already been offloaded and installed at the Bradford four site, as you can see in this picture. And the Fairhaven is right behind it. They're getting ready to pour vessel foundation pads in the near future. Both of these sites are looking at operational in May of this year. And then here's that Fullerton site. This is the overview of the main plant. We were looking at it basically where this frontage is here, what you could see in that little picture in the back. But this site is the only one of our facilities that's granular activated carbon, and it's going to be for wells 3A and 7A. And these are going to be the tall vessels. The other ones are 16 feet tall. This one's going to be about 25 feet tall for these carbon vessels. And they have just getting started here on the frontage. They have a big retaining wall that's going in. It's going to be an 8-foot high security wall. And you can see storm drain piping going in. So basically, once they get this 8-foot wall built in, then they're going to start moving in toward the interior for the process underground or the underground piping and then the foundations. This is about a 1-year duration for this project. So what we have remaining is Tustin, which we just last month got approval to award, and we awarded that one. That's for four wells at a centralized plant. So just working with the contractor to get the notice to proceed taken care of and getting them started with submittals and RFIs and getting going over there with Tustin. And that's going to be about a 16 to 18 month contract duration. And we have Orange phase two, which is three more individual wells for Orange. Remember, phase one was four wells. Phase two is going to be three. And we're planning on bidding this out, says later this month, or we're shooting for next week. So that'll be the next one to bring to the board in a couple months to award. So have some design work going on for Santa Ana. So that you can see mostly we're in construction. There are some in design. Like I mentioned, Anaheim, Santa Ana, Orange has some other wells they're doing themselves in design. So that is the overall update, and could take any questions.
Okay. Any questions?
A question. What kind of screening is going on, particularly for the tall one you talked about? I mean, is that just going to be visible from the street? Is there going to be landscaping? What does that look like in the after?
Yeah, so I don't have an image, but I can send it to you. We went through a lot of iterations on that. Number one, the vessels are going to be painted sky blue. When we had the community meeting, we were kind of showing the distance from their properties and what they would see, and it kind of blended in with the sky at the angles. And from the street with that wall, there's also going to be some landscaping in the frontage of it.
Okay.
I would say also, Director Meeks, that Fullerton site is a very large site. You know, we're fortunate in that it's not a small site. And
yeah, I'm familiar with the site because it's right next to Anaheim.
Sure. But most the vessels will be kind of in the middle of the property. So that helps with the angles from the street and from the homes as well. But we did, as Chris said, we had public meetings and we talked to the public and made sure that they were aware of what was going on and didn't have any opposition to what we were proposing.
Okay, thank you.
Dr. Tran?
Yeah, I have a very quick late elementary question here. In layman's term, Bruce, if you can put it in one or two sentences for us, the new directors or our newer directors like myself, if I have to explain it to the public, what exactly with all these projects that's ongoing with different specs and what have you and design, what exactly are we doing and what for the public, for our consumers here in terms of filtration and what have you?
Well,
do you understand my question?
Yeah, and let me. I'll probably.
We're talking about PFAS, right?
Right, we're talking about PFAS, and what we did originally with this project, and I will eventually answer your question. I'm giving you a little background information right now, so don't count these as my two sentences. What we did originally is we decided to award individual contracts per city, so rather than having a single contract for multiple cities, we decided strategically it would be best if we did it per city. That way we could incorporate their specifications into our documents also. We also pre-qualified and hired different consultants to work on specific projects. So we didn't have one consultant doing all of the projects. And there again, we felt that we'd be able to implement the projects quicker if we spread the work around to different consultants. And then I think the one thing that we really did to save time, and Director Meeks will appreciate this, is we pre-purchased all of the vessels. We pre-purchased, how many vessels, Chris, 70?
We started off with 55 systems.
Okay, so I was close. Anyway, we pre-purchased those vessels, so we were able to save money because we pre-purchased them a couple of years ago, and then we had them delivered when the contractor needed them. And that worked out very well. So it was almost a semi-design build type of approach, except but for that we were managing the projects. Now, to answer your question, what these vessels do is they're filled up with a different type of media. We either use carbon or we use what's called a resin. The carbon is referred to as granulated activated carbon, or GAC. Now, we're only using that in Fullerton, so it you can kind of disregard. Director Whitaker understands that issue. All the rest of the vessels we're using ion exchange, and these are very, very small resin beads that you put in those steel vessels that Chris was showing from different cities. The water flows from the top of the tank. It flows through that resin. And then once it comes out, it's free of the PFAS. What happens is the PFAS sticks onto the resin. It adsorbs. So it just sticks onto the resin. And we continually monitor. And once we see PFAS start coming through the filtered water, then at that point, we change out the resin. We take the old resin out. We put new resin in. Now, we still haven't destroyed the PFAS. What we've done is we've removed it from the water. We then send the resin that has the PFAS attached to it back to the manufacturer, and they either landfill it or incinerate it. And those are the two methods of disposal for PFAS right now.
Very good. Well, more than two sentences, but definitely for retail consumer, we're going to have to explain that, which is
right.
Good.
Thank you. We're filtering the PFAS out, and we're removing it from the water.
Very good. Thank you.
I'm not seeing. Oh, Director Rowe?
Yeah, Mike, you just mentioned that they may landfill the PFAS for disposal. I think that's kind of a extended liability. People may come back later and say, okay, OCVD or whoever, you owe us for doing that. So it's better to incinerate everything that we have. So I wish we could do that.
And right now you can, they have the carbon is able to be incinerated or regenerated actually. And the PFAS destroyed. Not so with the resin. However, there are technologies that are in play right now. And in fact, OC San is looking at a technology that would actually destroy the PFAS from their biosolids. And we're trying to partner with them and see if maybe we can take some of this spent resin and run it through that pilot plant and see if it destroys the PFAS as well. And that would, as you point out, that would be a preferable solution to that problem.
Okay, I'm not seeing any other hands. Okay, next, we have reports on committees, conferences, or meetings attended at district expense at which a quorum of the board was present. Any reports from any board members? Anybody? Not seeing any hands? Okay. Move on to verbal reports. President's report. I don't have a report tonight. General manager.
Well, if the president has no report, I have no report as well.
Directors, do any of you have any reports? Yes.
I don't have a report. I just I have not gotten back to you regarding committees and things, and just with the holidays and getting geared up with being newly elected, I will get you something in the next couple of days.
Okay.
And are they already filled?
No. Yes, I have them all filled out. Please send me something because it may make a difference, please.
Okay, I'll send it to you
and
right
certainly
away.
Certainly call me anytime for any discussion.
Okay,
no
thank
problem.
You.
Sure. Right. Okay, and please that remind, and let me remind everybody else too, please. I'm gonna fill them out if I don't hear from you, and actually I have, but I'll make concessions. Director Rowe.
Yes, I just wanted to say, I'm sure we're all pleased or delighted that we have such good rain coming through here in a series of storms, timed nicely like this. And just for those of you who don't know, several of the new directors, there's a Dr. Marty Ralph from Scripps Institution of Oceanography, Center for Western Weather and Water Extremes. He has a webpage on atmospheric rivers forecast, which shows model predictions for the next 8 days, like at 4 hour periods. It's a fantastic website. I check it daily to see these storms coming in. I'm always looking for a high pressure ridge that shows up off Mexico and Southern California that blocks us. And so far it's weak. So we're getting storms coming down here. Fantastic.
Right.
And just to follow up, if I may, Madam President, we are going to try to get Dr. Ralph to present to the board within the next couple months. We're trying to fit him in so that he can give the directors an update.
Great. And also I had a friend tell me that we're in for a year of wet weather, that the acorns are not dropping. I don't know what to do with that information, but we'll see how it works, huh? All right, General Counsel.
yes, thank you, Madam President. No closed session tonight, and I have nothing further to report.
Okay, then we are adjourned. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you,
everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.